Because you can handle the truth.
I went on kind of a rant here with Tim in Washington and Sean, but it's like this is just the symptom of this sickness that is descending, and it's almost enveloped us as people that are of European extraction, that we've let the sickos in this world demonize us and villainize us to the point where we are going to capitulate on our own ancestral homelands of Europe, Germany and Sweden and Finland and Norway, Britain, Spain, Portugal, Italy, everything. Total assault. Australia, America, Canada. We've become weak to where, and I'm not going to get into this yet, but damn it, I'm watching the crap happen in my own city where these white people, half of them are fat, obese, pathetic, overweight. And they're marching around with the dregs and the rabble, carrying Black Lives Matter signs, and they're ready to lay down and slit their own throats. And some heroin dealer that took the cops on a high-speed chase, the whole nine yards, and this is Ferguson 2.0, and listen, I got to say this. You think, oh, it's going to boil down in a couple days. Did you guys see this rapper, XXXTentacious, XXXTentacious? I mean, it was all over number one trending video on YouTube where he basically has a little white boy and a little black boy standing there, and he's some scumbag, tattooed face, dreadlock rapper, and he puts a noose around the little white boy. And he runs the chains up and he hangs the white boy. His little feet are sitting there fluttering like he's been really hung. And this is a rap video right at the same time in Louisiana right now. Oh, some white guy killed a couple black guys. It's going to cause some sort of melee. And then we've got this Stockley verdict here in my town where they're destroying property. The Antifa's are here. The whole nine yards, this is all timed perfectly. This is counterintelligence. This is psychological warfare. Race war basically created. But at the same time, there's so many useful idiots on the left side of the spectrum, especially in the black population, that there's no reasoning with these people. So whether we know it's synthetic or not, it's really irrelevant. What's relevant is you've weaponized millions of people who are already 13% of the population or already do 50% of the murders, and now you're weaponizing them with propaganda to hang white children in rap videos, and at the same time, you got Ferguson 2.0 kicking off. And what I want to talk about is the ripple effect, the psychological ripple effect that permeates the nation on in these kind of incidents. And most of you soft white people out here, a lot of the audience on RBN's older, you're 50 60 70, you don't understand what is happening out here at the street level because you're not out in the streets. You know, I got people telling me, oh, it's just the whole thing is just a racial divide and conquer, and it's all synthetic. I know all these black people, blah, 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 blah. I know black people, too, that are decent, that aren't going to go out and blow things up and trash buildings. But at the same time, you're not looking at this large swath of the population that's just looking for a reason to go out and destroy, to go out and do black-on-white violence, to go out. Watch. Mark my words, September 17, 2017, there's going to be some little white kids because of this rap video, because of the knucklehead nature of the people we're dealing with in our world with low IQs, high emotionality, very easily impulse-driven, buffoon-level idiots. Guess what? They're going to hang some little white kids. You watch. And it's going to take you to dig around in the kind of pro-white and the alternative media circles to see it. But watch, there's going to be a ton of copycats. They're going to kidnap white kids, and they're going to hang them because of this video. And many of you don't even know what I'm talking about. But this is the problem. It's because so many people aren't paying a deep, deep attention, okay? You can tell I'm emotional about this because I'm witnessing sick events in my own geographic locale. These communists, these worthless white self-demonizing communists that hate themselves, they hate the way they look, and they just want to fit in with the Black Lives Matter Marxist, you know, billionaire Jew funded idiots. All right, let's bring back Tim and let's round it up with Tim. We got Jeff on the line as well. I want to get to him. But Tim, go ahead and let's finish your points and we'll let Sean jump in. But go ahead.
Yeah, what you're dealing with, Robert, am I coming through okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you're dealing with is sophisticated white genocide.
Yes,
and I'm actually a political bomb builder. I build political atomics. And so I have an actual antidote to that. That involves the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, actually becoming the leader or the king of the last remaining 800 million white people on the earth. But that's what you're dealing with. But my major point, one minor point, my daughter, my only daughter, she went to Ireland for three weeks. She just got back about a week ago. And Ireland's good. She actually traveled. She never spent one night in the same place because of thanks to bed and breakfast. She could move around. Yeah. She terrorized me as a father just going by herself, but she's got courage. But anyways, she went through Ireland. The only time she felt in danger
Dublin.
Was in Belfast. Yeah, Belfast, right.
Oh, Belfast,
right.
Okay.
But here's my main point for John Stadtmiller. If he were to do this, Robert, and listen, my handle on another network is Hijacker. I helped build that whole network. If John were to go 50-50, whatever you donate to the radio network, 50% goes to the host that you support, 50% goes to RBN, he would have money flowing like wine. People,
what's your network? Hijacker, what's your network?
Well, it's Revolution Radio, but John... Really, that's the bane of his existence because he blames Revolution Radio for cutting in on his market. But it really doesn't. I mean, I spend most of my time actually on RBN than I do on Revolution Radio besides my show with Deacon John. But go 50-50, John. Do it for a month. Give 50% to Robert, 50% to RBN. Set up a program like that. Mike Rivero. Give him 50%, give RBN 50%, and he will see the money will just flow right in. I will donate. If I know that I can buy you a steak dinner by throwing $50 into RBN, and I know half the money's going to go to you, Robert, I'm going to do it. So that's the new marketing model. Somebody's going to come along with a new internet radio station and go 50-50 with the host, and they're going to blow them away. But... Robert, you always got a great show. Thanks for all the time you give me. God bless.
All right, man. See you. No, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for calling and thanks for listening. Let's pick up Jeff, my buddy Jeff in Idaho. Let's bring on Jeff, Ken. Let's see what Jeff's got.
Okay, Robert, this is a follow-up for Surplus on our August 7th chat 41 days ago.
Yeah.
He got on your show, but he didn't bring Sojourner or CFR. Your signed book from the email on September 4th for Clint's book. You know, I'll put it in the mail if you send me an email, if you send me a hard mailing address. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have one.
So here's the deal
one.
We're looking at. Okay, well, can I send a Darby in and then have him forward it to you?
You know, just hold it for now.
I'll hold on to it.
I'll get a P.O.
I'll hold
box
on to it until you email me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, that's fine. All
I
right.
Got you.
So here's the deal. All right, Anna's basically doing a lot of work. I'm finishing up every day.
Hold on. Explain who Anna is. Anna Von Wrights. Go ahead.
Anna Von, my diction coach says it's Anna Von Wrights. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said, Wrights.
Paul,
yeah.
Yeah, I always mispronounce it. My diction coach has corrected me, though. So at paulstrammer.net and at annavonwrights.com. All right, this is what you had on August 27th. Our decision to include Trump is not just political. To make the transition back to the land jurisdiction easier and to prevent confusion and unrest, it's a matter of having watched him in his office over the past 7 months. Okay, so now we get back to we can indemnify and bond Donald Trump as to serve in the unincorporated office of the President of the United States of America, and he can stay in the Oval Office, and we can be spared the upheaval of having the territorial government president, Paul Ryan, take over. This has caused a lot of confusion and unrest and misery that is unnecessary. Trump can work and then pay the U.S. Government employees. So what's going on is basically, Anna basically explains that Donald Trump has to leave office if the District of Columbia runs out of insurance or credit. And that's what these weather warfare are about, okay?
Mm.
So that was August 27th, and the Pope gave up trying to run, trying to place 144,000 people in the, you know, in the world government system. So Trump's tomorrow at the UN. Dr. Parker, I can tell, has been coaching him in the past week or so to get him ready because of the conversation I had today. So what we're dealing with now is Hillary Clinton was basically on the Lafarge, and they're basically the cement shoes mixing companies that are gang-related. You know, they're mafia. That's the barge that went through the exploded dike down in Katrina because the weather warfare basically didn't dump enough water into Lake Pontchartrain to bust it. So they basically had to blow it and get a 15-foot flood for reinsurance purposes. So the Vatican has a lot of the insurance issues that are associated with Obamacare and all these other things. So James McCaney, what he was talking about is if you take a detritium fluoride laser, it's a chemical laser, and you put them in the shuttles, and you take them out in space, what you're going to do is you're going to cause laser-generated sprites. The Earth basically, before they started doing chemtrailing and HARPA activations, had 1,000 lightning bolts per second to discharge the 400,000 volts that the solar wind charges that Nikola Tesla was using 100 years ago. So what they're doing basically is imagine essentially a false aurora beam being created. The laser beam is invisible, but what it does is it ionizes the nitrogen and the oxygen, and that's the beam you're probably seeing in any of these images that are going on. So Dr. McCaney is actually pretty correct because if you look at the work of Ken L. Wheeler, a book called Small Magnetism, it shows the torus field, and it shows the point with which you inject a laser beam to get the spiral to spin the way you want. Okay, so all these things that they're telling you are very, very accurate. And James McCaney basically did all of the pre-Thunderbolts technology. The Thunderbolts guys copied James McCaney's scientific work from the 80s. Okay,
okay.
And he basically produced a book in 2007 that was called the Earth, Wind, Solar thing, and he explains all this stuff. The things he talked on Alex Jones, he's right on the money. Because what you're trying to do is essentially salt water doesn't conduct electricity. When these storms basically hit ground, they ground themselves. So what they're doing is those 1,000 lightning bolts per second that are all 360 degrees around the Earth, what they're doing is they're building up one local ionization field that's bringing all the energy from the sun to one point. And it's building it up. And when they add the water vapor, then what you've got is you've got a turbine effect of the water basically acting as a dielectric capacitor. And the more raindrops you get and you spin them, the more charged they are, like an electrostatic generator when you walk across the carpet. So this is the mechanism why when they're using those cooling towers, we're basically generating a huge amount of rapid humidity. They're basically adding that as essentially a storage capacitor in the rotating vortex.
Right.
So what they're what they're doing is they're basically guiding the thing around, and the beam that's coming from outer space, I mean, it can be a very low energy beam, but what it's doing,
hey,
it's
Jeff, they're guiding it around, but then when it seems to weaken, they're actually can strengthen it from Earth, right, with the vapor injections, the rapid evaporation.
Well, that's actually just a moisture content thing. The thing that's actually really guiding it is probably the laser beams, and they're probably 5 micron in the far infrared, and those are the one big Star Wars lasers that they really used. And what they are is they're just basically deuterium and fluorine that's out in space, and once they're basically exhausted, they just poop those out into space, those chemicals. And there's a lot of solid-state lasers, but those take a lot of power, and a chemical laser basically doesn't need any real power. So these are the things that they're always messing with that we need to kind of deal with. But America right now, you know, I think that from my talks today with the guy I'm trying to support on RBN, you know, I think we're moving in a positive direction for the goals that I was trying to work with for the Hunt for
Red
November.
Let me ask you this, Jeff, while I got you on the line.
Yeah.
The movie Geostorm coming out. Okay. So this is going to be... This is going to be injecting kind of, I mean, look, I talk to even people like Drag Level, and they already know about weather modification and so forth.
Right.
So the Geostorm movie, to put it up into Soccer Mom level, okay, and I thought about this. Okay, could they use this to blame Trump saying, okay, he's actually ordering weather attacks on our own country? Or number two, running it under his nose – so he can flip-flop on Paris and the climate change, whether, you know, this whole carbon tax scheme that the Rothschilds and the rest of them got, and the Vatican and the Jewish mob and the rest of them already have cooked up. Which one is it? Do you think they're going to blame Trump once this gets up into the psyche of, like, normal Americans, that he's going to be the guy that ordered weather warfare on us? Or are they running this under his nose so he can actually do a flip-flop on the Paris thing like Rex Tillerson and these guys are talking about? Well, we're open to Paris, but it's got to be a little bit better for America, blah, blah, blah. What's your thoughts on that?
Here's the thing that's going on right now. Okay, Donald Trump, basically, when these guys came back from Congress, they got their ass chewed off by these guys saying, what the hell are you doing, this Russian meme thing? You guys are idiots. We look like crazy people to the rest of the world. They may nuke us just because we're so stupid, all right? So basically they came back, and now Trump basically did the debt ceiling thing so he didn't get thrown out of office by this thing that Anna, I just read to you, I think, is the real logic that's going on. All right, so now what he's doing is the rats that were the red Republicans, you know, from the Civil War, they're basically trying to screw Trump right now. He's basically making it where he doesn't need all those guys, and he's basically making a temporary bond with the Democrats to basically survive a couple months, it looks like to me. Right?
Is this DACA as well cocktailed in there? Go ahead.
I think DACA basically was just a trial balloon and basically to pacify and the Democrats, where they were going to give him I think this is a stalling tactic because he needs a couple more months, because they're going to try and crash the Federal Reserve by December, and they're going to try and bring the special drawing rights and these other items. So what we've really got, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so, like, Anna basically talks about the UN, basic EMOD treaty, and basically the only place that's valid is over District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and these other things. But before I get delayed, Robert, what I wanted you to do is with that, if you read Clint's PDF and you get Surplus and you get Sojourner and you get CFR on, whatever happens with the network, you can basically start telling these people how to get out of the District of Columbia. And my deal was, I invent the best thing I ever could, I give it to Dr. Parker, and that was the intellectual property to basically get everyone out of District of Columbia. All right? He gave me some hints today. He's moving in that direction. Right?
Interesting.
Now, I don't think I'm telegraphing anything that might be useful for anyone listening on this line. I'm just telling you, try and keep RBN afloat, because there's a lot of good things that potentially could come out of this. Watch tomorrow what happens with Trump at the UN. Okay?
Yeah, that's a big one.
He could do a WWE body slam on the UN, because the UN right now is bankrupt. Anna's shown it, and we're doing all this stuff. And Anna basically has, like, listened to RBN and reached out, and she knows that Trump's the guy to try and use him at this point. And it's Form 56 on the IRS issue. They're going to give Donald Trump a Form 56 for all the other citizens. Get a hold of Sojourner and get this stuff working, okay?
All right, Jeff. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks. Goodbye.
All right, see ya.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Lot to digest, Jeff. I'm going to have to get him on for 3 hours sometime, and him and I just rock and roll and really cover some stuff. And so, Jeff, if you're listening, send Ken your email. I got your email, but I get flooded with so many. I'll hit you up. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip three ready, Ken. And this is just kind of and hang tight, Sean. This is what we're facing out here right now in the Atlantic, allegedly. Let's rock clip three. You got it, Ken? Clip three?
Hurricane season not over. In fact, not even close. We're at the peak right now. This is normally when we see all the activity happen. And boy, we are seeing a lot of activity. Three named storms right now. Jose, Maria, and Lee. Two of them tropical storms. One of them, Jose, is a hurricane. And we're not going to talk about Lee. And we're not just ignoring it because it's coming here. We're ignoring it because it's not. It's just going to stay out in the Atlantic. And for time's sakes, we're not going to talk about that one. It's not going to bother any landmass at all. Maria, however, a different story. Getting a little bit better organized. It doesn't look too much like it on the satellite, but if you look real close, this middle part starting to get a little bit brighter there. So maybe a little bit of an inner core forming to this. These are the early stages of it, as it is just a tropical storm right now with 50-mile-per-hour winds. Expected to strengthen into a Cat 2 before it moves over the islands, and then possibly a major hurricane by time it gets to the Virgin Islands and or Puerto Rico, and then heads over that. And even in the Hurricane Center's discussion, they allude to the fact that it is totally possible, all the ingredients are there, that this could have rapid intensification, and it could become a Cat 5 again, and be much stronger than what's forecast here. So definitely all areas in the islands here, take note of this, and if you have family and friends there, get a hold of them. We have watches and warnings up. Tropical storm watch to the south and hurricane warning to the northeast will all spread westward along the islands here over the next couple of days. Now, the spaghetti models, pretty good agreement going through the islands. Look at how tightly clustered they all are.
All right,
go
ahead and stop it there. Now, this is on the Millennium Report. Why was Hurricane Jose parked within striking distance of the UN General Assembly meeting on September 19th? The NWO crowd did the very same thing prior to the Paris Climate Accord meetings in 2015. Then it was a coordinated Paris terror attack that struck at multiple locations throughout the city. That false flag terrorist operation gave the French government justification to completely lock down the greater Paris area, as well as declare martial law nationally. The French authorities also used special emergency measures to squelch the numerous organized protests that were scheduled throughout the duration of the 2015 UN Climate Change Conference. How convenient those government-directed terror attacks turned out to be. Now fast forward to September 2017, the UN General Assembly meeting on September 19th, 2 days from now, will be a very important one. A close reading of the agenda shows there's a major initiative afoot to advance the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. That particular UN-sponsored program constitutes a primary pillar of the New World Order agenda towards a world government. Okay, so what they're basically saying is Jose could smash up in that region. Oh, right where Trump's supposed to give his big speech. You know, I don't believe in coincidences, Sean, and the whole thing seems to be like to prod a guy like Trump into budging into more or less the agenda and not be a nationalist, but be an internationalist. Because, see, things are just hitting us in such a rapid succession. This has got to be some sort of a sign that we need to go into this one world system, blah, blah, blah. And I ask the listeners this, is Trump part of this? He already knows. He's saying, hey, go ahead with the operations. Or is he isolated as Alex Jones and Roger Stone and the rest of them are trying to push, and they're drugging him and all the rest of the shenanigans we're seeing? So we'll have to pick this up on the other side of the break. Very interesting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He's a snowman on a cold and gray Chicago dawn, when a poor little baby child was born in the ghetto. White ghetto, his mother cried. If there's one thing that she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. White ghetto, people don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. We two blind hands to see. Do we seem to turn our heads and look the other way as the world turns? And a hungry young boy with a runny nose plays out in the streets as a cold and rolls in the ghettos. The ghettos, just black and white.
So he has to roam the street at night, and he learns all about, and he learns all the bike in the ghetto.
White ghetto. All right, we're here. Where's Sean? Way down in Australia, 107.9, PCTA, Unleashed, WTFR. My guest. Now, let's do one more. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. Now, we talked about the UN meeting, Trump's big day, and they might try to smash the good old Jose up his way, which would be hilarious. Oh, my God, Jose now hit up there in the East Coast where Trump's going to give his big speech, and maybe he's going to have to back off and, you know, capitulate to the Paris Accords and put us all under the yoke to have to pay the Rothschilds and Al Gore and the rest of the mobsters money just for breathing and driving our car and the rest of it. So it's you got to realize this is a sick agenda. They want to go to driverless cars. I mean, and I got to say this. The great movie I just watched yesterday, and it's called Ethereal. A-E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L, Ethereal. And it gets into fallen angels. It gets into quantum computing, quantum physics. I mean, this whole thing, that movie is worth watching. Ethereal, A-E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L. WhatsApp movies. Basically about the battle between heaven and earth and the rest of it. And there'll be parts of it you don't agree with, but holy crap. Whoever put that movie together, very, very good. And so it's worth watching, especially if you're into the tech side of the house like Jeff. And it's really worth watching. So this goes back to September 11th, okay? And I've covered this a couple of years ago and on the September 11th anniversary with Edward Hendry's book, 9/11 Enemies Foreign and Domestic, how and it talks about Israeli traitors and American traitors within the U.S. government hit us on 9/11. So this kind of cocktail of all the Zio intelligence agencies, from Pakistan's ISI to the MI6 to the CIA to the Mossad, and to Israeli military intelligence called the Amman. They were all in this hit called 9/11, the Project for a New American Century, you know, all the Jewish neocon, dual Israeli American citizens, Richard Perle, Wolfowitz, Feith, the whole gang, Silverstein, Lauder, Lowy, all this Jewish mob hit on us on 9/11. And there were elements in Rome as well, in on this, the Jesuits and a bunch of their Knights of Malta and so forth, that are all up in the Pentagon and the CIA and so forth. They were all in on it as well. You couldn't carry off a hit like this in the United States without having Georgetown University, the Jesuit cabal on board, or they would have blown the whistle. So they were all on board as well. But let's listen to clip two, Mr. Producer. And this is about Hurricane Erin. E-R-I-N, that was around on September 11th. But then just listen to the clip of all the news people basically were poo-pooing this massive hurricane that was off the coast of New York, okay? And then this ties in with the directed energy weapon kind of angle with, you know, you get into this and tapping the power of the hurricane and bringing down the towers. And I'm not saying that this is on the up and up, but what I'm saying is it's worth looking at, especially in Edward Hendry's book, because it cocktails like Christopher Bolin and the guy from BYU, Dr. David, whatever his name was, I can't remember it right now, but then it gets into Dr. Judy Wood, and then it gets into the micro nukes angle. See, he looks at all three of the big, you know, competing tactical ways that this was done. And I've said this numerous times, hell, it could have been all three: directed energy weapon, micro nukes, and nanothermite. And so why couldn't it have been? What a way to confuse everybody. But let's play clip two real quick.
Funny thing I think of. I think of, if only a hurricane had come on 9/11. Remember, they didn't know how to use instruments, the terrorists. They took off in Boston, right, and they literally, after they took over the aircraft, they steered by line of sight. And it was that crystal clear September day.
Sure was.
Yeah. And if it were only One of these weather days, history would have been rewritten.
In a quick follow-up to Aaron's video on weather modification, I just want to add something that our friend Mark James Levesque brought to my attention. I know it's been reported on before, and I may have even heard the claim, but I never actually went and looked into it myself. On the morning of 9/11, a rather large hurricane, Hurricane Aaron, was sitting off the coast of New York City. In the days leading up to 9/11, Aaron was on track and had been on track for a while to possibly hit New York. It had been a Category 3 the night before, on September 10th, when a sudden cold front moved in that dropped the temperature 10 degrees and Aaron began to weaken, and that morning, that hurricane made a nearly 180-degree turn and went away. That's not the most bizarre thing, I don't even think. The most bizarre thing is watching the weather reports earlier that morning that occurred before the World Trade Center attacks.
And you might want to grab a sweater as you head out the door. It's chilly outside.
Heat on in the car as you walked out. Really one of the chilliest mornings we've had in quite a while. And it is 10 to 15 degrees cooler this morning than where you were and when you woke up and walked out the door yesterday.
And you'll see that we've got clear skies throughout much of the country. Some showers in the northern plains and wet weather down in Florida where they'll be picking up as much as 7 inches of rain in parts of central and southern Florida. Partly cloudy skies in the Pacific Northwest. The heat continues in the desert southwest. 106 in Phoenix. That's what's going on around the country.
Here's the satellite radar picture showing the rain that moved offshore thanks to the cold front. And that cold front, it's a true cold front. This day is going to be beautiful.
No problems except down in Florida, a little rain. Northeast, we'll see little rough seas along the New England coastline from that hurricane that's going away. Miles and miles of sunshine.
It is beautiful outside. Perfect September day with lots of sunshine. Oh, would you look at Washington, huh? I'm going outside today.
All is clear and all is fine with the world weather-wise.
Now notice how they first reported on Aaron before it became a hurricane at all, when it was just newly forming out in the ocean off the African coast.
What you see there is a big red blob which has come off the African coast and is starting to move out into the Atlantic. Clear here in the Atlantic, one major exception to talk about, and that is this wave. This one, I can tell you, has held together as far as the thunderstorm action with it, or what we call convection, better than any other tropical wave that we have seen so far this season.
If we were to just take this part of the tropics, not including the part that I'm staying in front of, we really don't have much to talk about until I move.
Not even a hurricane, and that's how excited they are about it. And here's what coverage of a hurricane normally looks like when it's off the eastern coast of the U.S.
I'll give you the latest statistics on this very impressive storm as we zero in on Gloria. This is the latest satellite photo, and you can see the top winds now are 135 miles per hour. There are the coordinate positions. The gusts go to 170. The storm is about 500 miles to the south and east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina.
And that storm can take almost any track at this point.
And again, here's what magical weather fairies look like.
From that hurricane that's going away.
And oh, by the way, Aaron just so happened to be part of a weather experiment being run by NASA and NOAA between August 16th and September 24th, 2001, wherein they dropped multiple different instrument packages and assortments of sondes into the eye of the storm, part of which occurred the day before on September 10th, right before the hurricane weakened and switched directions almost completely.
Let's hope that this isn't one we're going to be dealing with, say, about 8 to 10 days from now. Because if it is, and it makes it all the way across, there's going to be some problems.
Rough seas still from the chop from that hurricane. But other than that, it's kind of quiet around the country. We like quiet. It's quiet. It's too quiet.
One funny thing I think of, if only a hurricane had come on 9/11. And it was that crystal clear September day.
Sure was.
Yeah. And if it were only one of these weather days, history would have been rewritten. And I think about that a lot.
Oh, then nice. All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. You know, I covered this a few times over the last 3 years, Sean, that there was a big hurricane right off the coast. And look, my conspiratorial mind looks at it and the way they try to poo-poo it versus the normal. And you look into the Tesla angle and the way that, let's just say, the technological Air Force, NASA, NOAA gang is into things. I'm thinking that somehow that this massive storm system that they tried to basically ignore was somehow, let's just say, energy wise was tapped into. And I'm just saying that as my gut feeling. But your thoughts on that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. You said something earlier, which perked me up, which was, I don't think that any of this is coincidence.
Yeah.
And one of the sayings I commonly used with people when they call me a conspiracy theorist is this. I say, look, I don't mind being called a conspiracy theorist if you don't mind being called a coincidence theorist. That, throw that in people's faces because it always works. They don't know where to go with that one. But this whole – I mean, I was talking to you during the break after Jeff had made his comments about steering – these hurricanes. And one of the things I was reading about some months ago was this whole, what I call vapor steering theory, where they can actually use a laser to radically heat up particles and it creates thrust, like a vapor thrust almost. Like in space, we've got thrust in a way because we've got no resistances and no gravity and stuff like that, or almost zero gravity in certain parts. You've got to find another way to thrust. And they found ways to manipulate particles and create almost a vapor thrust. Now, if you had that done on a mass scale or even with mega amounts of these different lasers doing all this at once, there's no way that science can tell me it can't happen, because science is the first one to prove that it can. So to be able to steer a hurricane is definitely not off the table. It's not even far off the table. It's here. I have no doubt in my mind. We were taking a look at, and I don't want to steer you away from your conversation, but just quickly before I forget it, because we were sort of up and down on different subjects, is there was a young lady that I was working with behind the scenes when I was on the Orion Talk radio network before its dispersal. And one of the things we took note of was what was going on with the ionosphere over when Fukushima took place. Uh-huh. It heated up in a mega fashion. Now, yeah. I've gone back to look for the pictures that I've got, because I've got them on CD somewhere, but I can't find them. But Jules, a person whom I don't respect at all because of her blatant liberalism when it comes to understanding race and culture, she may still have them. She has this website, something.tv. I could find it and put it under your show.
Well, the seismic activity that Jim Stone and others have covered at Fukushima was quite fascinating as well. So you had that angle, but then you also had the seismic activity of basically maybe a nefarious gang setting off a nuke on the ocean floor and causing the tsunami itself, et cetera, is quite fascinating as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, look, it's too, if somebody says to me, you're a conspiracy theorist, I say, no, look, hold on. It's so coincidental that you would be labeled a coincidence theorist. Think about that for a couple of days and then come back to me. And quite often people say, well, yeah, now that you say it, if you take a look at how everything happened in a certain pattern, and Rob, you're really illustrative in how everything seems to just come at these times and everything's happening in these certain patterns. It's almost a physics in itself, but it's not.
Check this out. Ken. Hit clip 17. This is a whole nother angle, Sean. Check this out.
Used to build 9/11. 9/11 is a week ago, Saturday, when Hurricane Irma was alleged to become just the disaster of all disasters to Florida, and 5.6 million were said to evacuate. But H.R. 3732, Emergency
House
Aid
Resolution
to American Survivors of Hurricane Irma and Jose Overseas Act, folks, and Jose. It was passed, introduced on 9/11. It amends the Social Security Act to increase from 1 million to 25 million the maximum amount of temporary assistance that may be provided annually. This is for foreigners coming back onto U.S. soil, I believe, is the amendment. But take a look at this. Look when this was drawn out. All right, this is going to blow your skirts over your head, folks. So at the first session began and held City of Washington, on Tuesday, the third day of January, 2017. January 3rd day, 2017, section short title. This act may be cited as Emergency Aid to American Survivors of Hurricane Irma and Jose Overseas Act.
January. All right, stop it there. So check it out, Sean. These jerks already allocated money back in January for the two named hurricanes, Irma and Jose. Jose hasn't even hit yet, and these jerks in January already allocated money to help folks out. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. You know, we take a look at our local weather, and they can't even tell us whether it's going to rain or not properly.
Does the audience know what I just said? That this dude, this YouTuber just busted out on you, that in January the punks in the House of Representatives already allocated money out of the U.S. Treasury to help people for storms 8 months later. Just people, is that sinking in? Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we, as I was saying, we, you know, your wedding day's about to come, Rob, and you're worried. You're worried about whether it's going to rain or not. The weather system, the weather people can't even get that right, but yet they're dealing out funds and help for those
eight
people
8 months ahead of time.
Eight months ahead of time.
Is that insane? Does that just like pop any of your bubbles out here, RBN? I mean, geez, if the whole thing is just, I stumbled across this one today. I'm like, holy cow. And I didn't know when I was going to play it, but I figured I would try to squeeze it in right then. But it's just like, holy cow. So the house is already, the hurricanes were named 8 months ago. You got to eat the house.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend-
extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back.
All over this town.
Incendiary Radio with Sean from Australia, WTFR, TCTA, Unleashed.com. Now, look, I played that video. It's quite over the top when you think about it. But I'm not saying that I got to do a disclaimer. This stuff could have been added later to an original bill. But if it wasn't, this is like smoking gun level, like insanity, like crazy. Now, when legislation starts and where it ends and so forth, they could have injected some of the language later. And so I'm not saying for sure that it's just like, hey, holy cow, this is like insane. And these reality is a simulation of some sort, because I don't believe that. But it wouldn't surprise me either way. And so I've got to dig a little further. But if what I just covered is true and what that YouTuber was saying, look, it could be bogus. But if it's true, it's like, holy cow, that is like smoking gun, get you shot type information. So I wanted to throw that out there. So let's see here.
Hey, Rob, if I may. Yeah, if I may, just quickly, you could also have that side of it too, where there's going to be somebody who comes out and says, well, hold on a second, maybe they just name all of the hurricanes first and they have a list of names, so the next hurricane that comes.
Right.
You know, yeah, so, yeah, I can see what you mean by the disclaimer,
Yeah, there's a lot of different kind of things under the surface you don't want to get caught up in to where, but to have this, I don't know, something's fishy with it. With Jose already being named in Irma and then already having relief pre-allocated, it just seems weird. All right,
the whole pre-allocation thing, that's where it throws it into weird world, because you know, you could see how they would have pre-names, but to have pre-allocation to funds and everything, not knowing where it's going to turn up or
especially think about this, there's been a total dormant stage of hurricanes for years. There hasn't been any. There's a weird dormancy to where there haven't been any for months, like 100-something months, and then all of a sudden we're getting wrecked with Trump gets in office, it's not Hillary, and all of a sudden he's pulling us out of the climate change and TPP, and all of a sudden the hurricane wreckage begins one after the other, the battering ram of hurricanes, and then you got the weird fires in Central Africa that feed the hurricane. And I mean, the whole thing stinks. We all know this. We know it's disgusting. But unfortunately, we are such a minuscule minority of people that actually have brain cells rubbing together that that's what's crazy, is all the zombies out here we're dealing with that they don't even have a clue. And that's the frustrating part. See you guys in the third hour coming up.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN.